This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. As we enter into these last 10 nights of Ramadan, there's a really important dua that Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, if I find Laylatul Qadr, if I happen to live and I realize that I'm living the night of Laylatul Qadr, فَمَاذَا أَقُولُ وَمَاذَا أَفْعَلُ, then what should I say and what should I do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to Aisha, he said to her, قُولِي أَلَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُونَ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي, that, O Allah, you are al-afu, you are the one who pardons, you are the pardoner. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ, you love to pardon, فَعْفُ عَنِّي, and so pardon me. And this is a powerful, powerful dua that should be said throughout these last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially as we try to find and try to gain the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. And, you know, in this video, I want to just, you know, this begs the question, this dua begs the question of why are we looking for Laylatul Qadr? Why is it so important? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Indeed, we revealed the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what can make you know what Laylatul Qadr is? Why is it called Laylatul Qadr to begin with? What does this terminology mean? What does Qadr mean? Qadr can mean something that is very valuable, that is ذُو شَأْنٍ عَظِيمٍ, something that has a lot of value, a lot of power, a lot of significance. And this is a night that is of great significance, that is of great value, that is so powerful. And that's why it is Laylatul Qadr. And Qadr can mean strength and power, and this night is so powerful. The power that of what you do in this one night overwhelms all the other nights throughout the year. And Qadr can mean decree, the decree of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, predestines. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ, in this night all the issues are being decided. And so what is being decided of our mercy, of our guidance, of our sustenance, all of this is being decided on this night for the next year. And so this is an amazing opportunity for us to ask Allah, to beg of Allah, so that on this night where these decisions are being made, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for us a great portion of mercy, a great portion of benefit, a great portion of guidance, a great portion of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what can make you know what Laylatul Qadr is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, we as human beings, there's very little that we understand. We have a very limited capacity of understanding. How can we actually know what this night is? We would not be able to understand the greatness of its mercy. We would not be able to understand how great and deep the rewards of this night actually are. Our minds are not capable of comprehending that. So Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, how can you know? We can't know, is the reality. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something that can maybe help us begin to understand a little bit of why this night is so powerful, of why this night is so valuable, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in it, He says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. It's not equal to 1,000 months. Rather, it is better than 1,000 months. Imagine the people who are able to go for Hajj, who are able to go for Umrah, who are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain reward in these places, and you can't go. You don't have the ability or the money or the means to go, and you think, subhanAllah, they get all these rewards and I don't. And now today, with most people around the world, they can't even go to the masjid because the masjids are closed. And you say, I can't even go to the masjid and get the reward of the masjid. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you a night. Doesn't matter where you are, even in your house, no matter where you are, Allah sends you a night that's powerful, more powerful than any place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you a night that is more powerful than 1,000 months. SubhanAllah, how powerful is that? And you can receive its reward in your own home. And He says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. He says, the angels and the spirit, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, they descend by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every matter. The angels are asking Allah for permission. They're saying, oh Allah, please give us permission. We want to come down to the earth. Can you imagine that the angels that are in the heavens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are close to Allah azza wa jal, they're asking permission to come to the earth. Why would they ask permission to come to the earth? Because they know that on this night, the greatest amount of Allah's mercy and His guidance and His light is on this earth. It's not up in the heavens, it's on earth. So they're begging Allah for permission. Oh Allah, let me come down to earth. They're competing, they want to come down to earth because they want to live in the greatest amount of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the night of Laylatul Qadr. And so how, you know, terrible is it for people who are alive during Laylatul Qadr, and instead of worshipping Allah, they are disobeying Allah. Meanwhile, the angels are begging Allah, "Oh Allah, let me come to the earth, because on earth I get to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live in the mercy and the blessings of Allah." And the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he teaches Aisha, that if you find this night, then say, "Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." Oh Allah, you are al-afu, and you love afwa, you love pardoning, fa'afu anni, and so pardon me. Why does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focus on the name of Allah, al-afu? Why does he focus on the name of Allah, the one who pardons? And al-afwa is really, it's greater than maghfirah, it's greater than Allah being al-ghafoor, of Allah being the forgiver. You know, the forgiving one, the one who forgives, he forgives you the sin, meaning the sin is there, but he forgives you. He protects you from the consequences of the sin, but the sin is still there. Al-afw comes from the word al-mahu, and al-mahu is to erase something completely. Al-mahu erases the thing as if it didn't happen to begin with. And so, yamhu al-athar, you know, the Arabs would say that, you know, the wind will erase the footsteps, meaning that people are walking in the sand, they leave their footsteps. But the wind will come, and the wind will blow the sand over the footsteps, and that is a afwa, because it's as if the footsteps were never there. And so when you're asking Allah for afwa, you're saying, "Oh Allah, I committed sins, and I'm asking you to remove these sins as if they never existed to begin with." Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-ghafoor, for example, you know, the opposite of that, al-ghafoor is the one who protects you from the sin. The sin is still there, it still exists, it's written, the angels have written it, they've recorded it, but it's forgiven. Whereas al-afu, the sin doesn't even exist anymore. The angels haven't recorded it. You come on the Day of Judgment, there's no sin that's being forgiven. It's not like the sin is there and then Allah says it's gone now. I won't punish you for the sin. No, the sin is not there to begin with. And so this is the night of asking Allah the most that you can ask. And the most that you can ask Allah is afwa from Him, is His pardon, right? Maghfirah is even less than His pardon, right? Forgiveness is even less than the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla, when He gives you this afwa, maybe you forget the sins that you've done. Not only that, He has forgiven the sins and He's removed it from what the angels have written, but you yourself forget that you've did that sin, and it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lets you overcome some of the sins that we've done because of His afwa, because He removes the sin away from us completely. And we become like the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into this world because of His afwa, because He's removed it. And think, you know, of an example of a man who committed evil sins and he's trying to make dua. And he's saying, "Oh Allah, please give me afwa. Oh Allah, please pardon me." And the angels are trying to hide his voice. Why? Because they have anger to this man. He committed so many sins. He did so much evil. They're so angry with him. They're trying to conceal his voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Why are you doing this?" And they said, "Oh Allah, innahu laysa ahlan li taghfira la." Oh Allah, he's not worthy of your forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Walakinni ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira." But I am worthy of his consciousness, and I am worthy of granting forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qad ghafartu lahu." I have forgiven him. I have shown him mercy. I have shown him pardonship and pardoned his qad afawtu an 'abdi. I have pardoned my servant. And so this is something really important for us in this night, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his pardon, to ask Allah to forgive our sins. And just as we want the pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must pardon others, we must forgive others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to inform his companions which night was Laylatul Qadr, but then he forgot. Why did he forget? He found two people arguing and fighting each other. And this is a symbol for us to understand. If we are arguing and fighting against each other and having, you know, bitter feelings towards each other and not forgiving and not pardoning each other, how will we get the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we want the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must pardon others. وَلِيَعْفُوا وَلِيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Let them pardon and let them overlook. Don't you love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you as well? And so let's incorporate these meanings in our dua when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these last 10 nights. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.